It is my pleasure to welcome Kenny Perry into the Media Center, the 2017 U.S. Senior Open champion. Kenny with rounds of 65, 64, 67, and 68 for a 16-under par total of 264, and that sets a 72-hole scoring record at the U.S. Senior Open. Kenny is the sixth multiple-time champion of the U.S. Senior Open, and his round today is the first bogey-free round by a champion since Bernhard Langer in 2010. And Kenny, first of all, I just want to start off, bogey-free round, pretty incredible, but had some great par saves to keep that going. First the one at 10, and then the one at 15, which is really exceptional.
Yeah, I'd hit a poor three-wood off the 10th hole. The wind was blowing pretty hard left to right. I just didn't commit to it, hung it out, and flared out over there in the trees, and I got lucky. It was on the cart path where a lot of people had been walking. It was trampled down, so I had a real tight lie. And I had about a 30-yard window between those two big trees. You know, it's one of those kind of shots you think when you're playing with your buddies, you're going to pull it off every time. But under those situations, you never know what's going to happen. And I was a little nervous over it, but it came off pretty. It came shot right through the middle of that gap and ended up on the front of the green. And I had about 40 feet or whatever. I was able to two-putt it. And then 15 was probably the hardest hole of the day. It was 225 to that back left hole with the wind in our face. I just didn't commit to the four iron. I knew if I caught it, great. I could go over. I knew over wasn't any good. And I didn't know anywhere to hit it on that hole. So I kind of came out of it, hit it a little heavy, which shut the face down, and it came up short of the left bunker, pretty much dead. I couldn't chip it at the flag because it would go over the green. So I chose to pitch it out sideways to a putt that I practiced a lot in the practice round. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make it, but at least I knew the break. I knew what it was going to do, and that putt won me the tournament by far. Poured it right in there. Was able to hit the correct speed, and that gave me the confidence to get it done the last three holes.
And the U.S. Senior Open is a stroke play competition, but at times today it almost seemed like match play. It really came down to you and Kirk. You played the last 36 holes with him. Just talk about Kirk Triplett as a competitor out there.
Well, like I said yesterday, he's the kind of tough guy you don't really like to play because he's never out of the hole. He's always down the middle, on the green, a world-class chipper and putter. So I knew I was going to have my hands full. And like I said yesterday, I knew I needed to get off to a good start. And I was able to shoot two under on that front nine. That front nine's tough with some of those pin placements and everything. And he hit a couple loose shots that he made a bogey here or there, but I was able to kind of gradually work my way up to a three-shot lead. And then I started playing, I got to thinking percentage golf. I started firing it up all middles of the greens, just let my putter two-putt and force him to make birdies. And maybe he would make a mistake, you know, short side of self or something, which he didn't. He was able to birdie 16 to pull within two. You know, 17 and 18 are the two toughest holes out here. Thank goodness they were straight downwind today. I was able to hit three-wood off 17. I hit a 9-iron back to the back of the green, and then I hit a pretty good drive on 18, and it must have hit on the side of that hill and caromed off pretty hard to the left, but I only had a pitching wedge out of that rough, so I knew I could get it up there around the front of the green somewhere. And but it was still nervy all the way to the end, because when I putted my first putt on 18 up there, I still had a 3-footer down the hill slicing, and I knew if he made his putt, I was going to have to make that putt to win. So I was thinking, boy, could get interesting. And thank goodness he didn't make it, and I knew I could two-putt from 3 feet, so that was a good feeling.
How does this win compare to your victory at Omaha in 2013?
Very similar. Both mean a lot to me. Very proud of both of them. To have the USGA title, a two-time USGA champion, US Open champ, Senior Open champ, is as high as it gets for me on my resume. You know, there's so many great names. You said
1894,
this trophy goes back to. So there's a lot of great champions on this trophy. And to be the 38th, so to be a two-time winner, what'd you say, there was only like six of them?
You're the sixth.
So pretty special.
Let's open it up to questions. If you can raise your hand, we'll have a microphone come over to you. Let's go over here.
You're the reason why I won. You got a great story. You need to tell everybody that story.
I'm going to tell you. We'll talk about it later.
How long was the putt?
Which one?
On 15.
15? 25 feet?
Yeah, 25 feet.
Yeah, okay. Easily.
So, all right. So what do you think about what I said before to you?
Well, yeah. I just remember the scenario, Bruce Flesher. I can't remember exactly what you said. You said we had a lot of things in common.
You both wanted Pleasant Valley.
We both wanted Pleasant Valley. All right, keep going. Tell the people.
And you both beat Broadcasters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I beat Faraday.
Right.
You know, Faraday always gets mad at me, but every time he sees me, he says, I'm the reason why he's out of golf.
Right. So apparently, to win here at Salem, you have to win at Pleasant Valley first. So what do you think of the fact that you and Bruce Flesher both did that?
That's pretty cool. When you told me that story on Thursday, I thought there's a little karma there that might come my way, and it sure did.
But and just what does this mean to you to win it for a second time?
Everything. You know, for the last 2 years, I've struggled. I haven't done very well, played very poorly, average golf, didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. And then I changed caddies. Ryan Cochran, Russ Cochran's son, caddy for me last week and this week. I just started using him, and I changed to a different putter. Next thing you know, I'm making putts, and it's like I'm a kid again out there. And I've been driving the ball beautifully all week, all year. You know, I switched to this vertical groove driver, which has been fantastic. And, you know, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. And then for it to all show up here this week at this championship is amazing. It means a lot to me.
Thanks.
Let's go back to Dave in the far back on the right.
Not Dave.
Wait a minute, now that's a couple times you said that. We're going to have to talk later.
Yeah, we go back too far.
We do. Yeah. We do. Kenny, congratulations.
Thank you.
We talked about this the other day, but again, as well as you drive the ball and the distance you still can hit and so forth, it's still as your putter goes, you go. Is that fair to say?
Very fair. It's all about my putting. I'm a streaky putter, and when my putter gets hot, I usually win golf tournaments, and that's exactly what happened this week.
What putter did you switch to this?
It's called Argolf, A-R-G-O-L-F. It's a new company. They're from France. They're all NASA guys. This putter has got all this NASA. They do. They build rockets, you know, and they were telling me all that. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever.
when did you switch to that?
Wednesday? Yep.
Very recently.
And I told him I'm going to put it in play on Thursday. We're going to try it. And next thing you know, I shoot 60, whatever.
65.
Yeah, right out of the gate with it, and rest is history. Took me all the way.
What do you attribute just the late career burst, going back to the winning in your 40s? Impressive.
I won 11 times in my 40s on the PGA Tour, and now this is my eighth or ninth win on win on the Champions Tour, and I attribute a lot of it to my family doing, you know, my kids are all grown and married, and I was able to, Sandy and I were able to kind of focus in on my career a little bit harder. I was not trying to be such a great dad and travel back all the time, and I think that's the reason why my 40s freed up to where I actually could look back and play hard and kind of refocus in on my golf, because it was kind of my time then. Now it's their time again because I got 6 grandkids, 6 and under, so now it's back. It's crazy. Christmas was chaos.
That's good. One other thing. You basically hadn't won in almost 2 years. Were you wondering if that was going to
be? I thought that might have been my last. I didn't think I'd ever be holding the trophy again. You never know. That's how golf is. I mean, when you win, you never think you're ever going to lose, and then when you're losing all the time, you think you're never going to win. That's just how brutal our sport is, and thank goodness it showed back up again.
Yeah, good timing. Congratulations.
Yeah, good timing.
It's
timing
here
is everything.
On the left aisle.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Kenny, even for a split second, did you think of any other option at 15 other than playing it out to the right and then?
Yeah, that's the only play. I mean, I was playing for 4.
Yeah.
And to me, that was unreal. That putt went in the hole. It really was. That I had the nerve to hit the putt with the perfect speed to make that putt at that stage of the tournament, with him up there close, going to make par, for me to knock it in front of him, that was huge. That really gave me a lot of confidence.
And then secondly, just the shots you were striking on the front 9, you just looked really quietly confident. I mean, did you feel calm inside?
Yes, I had a great warm-up session on the practice range. My swing was in order. My swing was better today than the other 3 days by far, in my opinion, the way it felt, the way the ball was coming off the club face. I knew when I hit that 5-iron on 2 from 215 or whatever, and it looked like it almost went in a hole, I knew it was game on. I knew I was going to be – my irons were going to be good, and I knew my driver was going to be good. So, to me, it was just a matter of is the putter going to work? I mean, am I going to be too nervous to handle it, or is it going to happen? And I roll some putts in. And I really didn't roll a lot of putts in, but I sure hit it close enough to where, I missed those two little easy birdies on the back nine, which kind of got me going – kind of got me backtracking a little bit. That little one on 11 and that little one on 14 really hurt. I mean, if I could have made those two, it would have been a cakewalk in. But, hey, it didn't go in. It made me have to kind of stay refocused and stay in it and get after it.
Other questions for Kenny? Bring the microphone down here to the front right.
How did it change things for you, if at all, to be in that group of two with kind of no one in range, and then at one point you had a 4-stroke lead?
Say that again. I can't.
How did it change things to be so far ahead of the rest of the field? And I mean, we talked about it maybe being feeling like match play did it. Or
definitely. Yeah, it was definitely match play. I knew looking at the scoreboard, you know, the golf course was set up hard today. It really was. I knew it was a par kind of golf course today. And to me, it was middle of the green, down the fairway, middle of the green, 2-putt, get out of there, get to the next hole. And put the pressure on Kurt once I kind of got 3 up on him. I knew if I could keep pounding fairways and greens, he was going to have to start attacking the flag to catch me. And I knew with some of those pins, it could very easily – you could make a bogey in a heartbeat, you know, getting aggressive, short-siding yourself or whatever. So it worked. My plan was flawless. I mean, I played great. I played exactly the way I pictured it in my mind, the holes, how I'd set them up. Ryan, my caddy, did a great job with me out there today. Great kid. Just ecstatic to be 2 weeks with him, and we already won. So it's going to be a fun rest of the year.
Any other questions for Kenny? Kenny Perry, your 38th U.S. Senior Open Champion.
One more.
Kenny, like you said, you drove it so well all week. You've driven it well this year. How long have you been using the vertical driver?
About 3 months.
And just what does it give you?
Well, to me, my ball flight's pretty hard right to left. It actually slows the right to left down. Most of my misses with the Callaway driver I used or the TaylorMade would end up starting a little left and then continuing on and end up left rough. Or this one may start a little left, but it hangs on for me for whatever reason. I don't know if that groove stuff works or I'm just hitting it. I don't know. Just driver, the CG, whatever. It's a bigger, kind of a longer head. And it just seems to hold the spin of the golf ball. Doesn't put as much side spin on it for me. And I've driven it great this year. I just have not been able to get it in the hole. So now I've got this new putter. Maybe the sky's the limit. So who knows?
How are you going to celebrate with that nice piece of hardware?
Well, we did drink out of it. So you never know.
Any last questions? Kenny, congratulations. Great victory.
Thank you.